This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Ready to put the fantasy into football? Because joining us at the news desk, well, he has a twin brother, but you can tell them apart by the scar on his knee. It's former Giants running back Tiki Barber. Oh my gosh, Tiki, I'm so glad you're here. We've done this show so many times together.
I know.
Well, let's hit some headlines, shall we?
Yeah, let's.
You're first, Tiki.
So, people report that Tom Brady will take every Wednesday off during the 2022 NFL season, though he appears on the injury report for the Buccaneers. This is just a rest day and a totally normal for football veterans. Now, I played football for a decade. My brother played for 16 years. So a day off for a veteran is awesome. And it's unprecedented because coaches want you to practice. You have to practice. So this is kind of odd for Tom Brady to get a day off.
Okay, what do you think it means?
I think he's 2 years younger than me. I've been retired for 16 years. And he needs to rest. But more importantly, I think he needs to spend his off day hanging out with his family. Tom Brady has won a lot of Super Bowls, more than most get a chance to even play in. And that is very hard when you're Tom Brady and everybody wants a piece of you. Yeah. Everybody.
Well, speaking of putting it out there, the website UpRocks reports that Leonardo DiCaprio gave some very sage advice to up-and-coming actor who's no longer up-and-coming, he's the it-boy, Timothy Chalamet. Leo didn't sweep anything under the carpet because he knows a thing or two about being a Hollywood heartthrob, but he told the Dune Star, quote, "When I heard that Leonardo gave Timothy advice, I was like, what was it?" So apparently I found out what it was. This is it. No hard drugs and no superhero movies. That was not what I would have guessed. I mean, Leo should know how to keep an illustrious career. Yeah. They're both so incredibly talented. Thoughts?
I can understand the drug part, and he's probably right, because nowadays, everybody's gonna find out about it. Even if it's not a story, it's going to be a story. Ugh. But the superhero movies? Why not?
I don't know. I mean, he's never done one.
But isn't Dune kind of like a superhero movie?
Well, it's a franchise, and it's a big tentpole movie, but it's not a superhero.
But the superhero movie, if you should do it and become a star, it's worked for like decades. Isn't that what you would want as an actor?
Maybe he thinks, like, it's hard to get past those characters also for people. Like, they will see you as that thing, especially if you're establishing yourself. Like, Robert Downey Jr. can come out in Iron Man, but he's Robert Downey Jr. We know him from so many movies.
So don't do superhero movies early.
Maybe that's the point.
Yes.
All right, I think we figured it out.
I think we got it.
Thanks, Leo. When you are, you know, establishing yourself and you're in the big leagues and the NFLs, like, did other people give you advice? And if so, what was it?
So there was a running back who was on the Giants when I first got there. His name was Rodney Hampton. Great guy from the South, had a draw. And our practice field overlooked New York City. And one day, he put his arm around me, looking at the city, and he says, Teak, I was a rookie. He says, Teak, don't go there. So you know what I did? I went and lived in the city.
Yeah, you're like, okay, thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, exactly. So I lived in the city my whole career.
And did he think that it was just too much of a fast lane? Well, you could get distracted?
Well, so I'm from the South. I'm from Virginia. So coming to New York was culture shock.
Yeah.
And getting into the city and hanging out and doing whatever single people do in the city, it can be distracting.
Yeah.
But I actually wanted that. Like, I needed to come out of my Southern shell. Mm-hmm. And so I moved into the city, and it was fantastic because I met so many people and had so many great opportunities. So I heard his advice, and I ignored it.
Yeah.
And it was the best thing that happened to me professionally.
Well, maybe Timothy Chalamet will do exactly that.
And become a superhero.
All right. Well, lastly, I saw this Upworthy post about a woman in Wales who checked into her Airbnb and found that someone had already bleat her to it. It's a sheep. Isn't that unbelievable? Apparently, it's not all that uncommon there, apparently, because there are 10 million sheep in Wales, outnumbering humans 3-1. I mean, how cute is this? Bring up that picture. Again, I want to walk in my next Airbnb and see that little fluff ball.
Nice.
I'd get right on in there in that wall.
Nice. Would you all accept the sheep in your room?
Ew.
Ew. You like that? Oh, are we doing finger or are we doing pound?
Like little Michelangelo, E.T.? All right. Well, Tiki, I can't thank you enough for hanging out with us. Make sure to listen to WFAN's Tiki and Tierney every weekday. And up next is a recipe that might get you a marriage proposal. Okay. I mean...
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Now here to show us how to go from kitchen klutz to culinary geniuses. It's literally, I mean, she almost needs no introduction, but she is the host of The Worst Cooks in America, so that must also obviously tee you up for our buffoonery. And fun fact, she's rocked that signature hairstyle since high school, and it really is signature. You can find her anywhere on the planet. It's Anne Burrell. I love you, Anne. I'm so happy to be with you. Dream come true. I have followed Anne's illustrious career, which I feel like since day one. So I'm just so happy to be here. And today's culinary protege describes her kitchen skills as tragic. I love you. Hi, Celeste. Totally get you, Celeste. All right. What's a story kitchen mishap, though.
So I am actually recently engaged, and my fiance is an incredible cook, and I am not, on the other hand. So I actually have had a few kitchen mishaps. They've included dulling most of his professional grade knives by cutting on ceramic plates and burning about half of our pans at our house. So we have three that we continuously use.
Oh no, put them on the registry.
I know, I definitely
By the
will.
Way, that is a really good idea. Your fiance Dan is here in the audience. Dan, is it true that Celeste ruined your favorite pot?
Yes, it was Old Faithful was my nickname for it. I had it for well over 10 years. I got it when I was leaving for the military. It went to 100 different kitchens all over the world. And one day, I started smelling smoke. And I found that there was a nice layer of charcoal at the bottom of Old Faithful on the stove.
Oh, no. Well, good news, you lost a pot and got a wife. So, Anne, you're going to teach Celeste how to make an easy but delicious meal. I mean, I this is so exciting for me. I'm all ears. You're driving. What are we cooking? Teach us.
All right. So we are making a quick little honey and soy glazed salmon with some charred string beans. It's quick, it's easy, and it's delicious. Hello there. So we have a pan that's heating up. Go ahead and give it a liberal, not crazy pants, but a liberal coating of oil. Knock yourself out.
All right. Not all crazy pants.
Done with the oil. Now, we have salmon. So, you want that skin to be dry. Otherwise, what it's gonna do is stick to the pan and it will win every time. So, you want your pan hot, a nice coating of oil, and here, then just give this guy a real just nice blot with a paper towel.
Wait, so drying the skin is what keeps it intact, because salmon skin, like, is amazing.
Right.
But and any skin... Well, also, you feel like the worst cook in the world when, like, you thing the thing and it all, like, shreds and falls apart. It doesn't look good.
Exactly. And
so dry it. Hot tip.
The thing is that the skin of salmon or fish or chicken will stick there, and it will win every time.
So it's dry it.
Dry it out.
I'm never going to forget that, Anne. That's so awesome.
Here we go. Now put this in the pan. Lay it in there, skin side down. You don't have to throw it in the pan, because if you do, oil might splash
back
in.
That was going to be my next question.
Lay
skin it side down at first? Or
yes.
Okay, that's
skin
also another good
down.
Tip. Perfect. We'll try to avoid it.
Lay it down. There you go. There we go. And yeah, so you want to get that oil in there. And you want to hear that nice sizzle. Now, just let it do what it's going to do. And it's going to get crispy all by itself. For fish and stuff like this, I also suggest using a nonstick pan, which this is. That will just doubly help you. But you really want to just let it do what it's going to do. And fish, you see, like salmon, we see it's this beautiful orange color. But as it starts to cook, it starts to get really light around the outside. So you can tell where it's cooking.
Now, is it like this for different kinds of protein, like chicken or beef?
Chicken or beef, you want a hot pan, dry it out. Now, normally, we would give this a nice big fat coating of salt as well, but our sauce that we are using is soy sauce. That's the salty part. We don't need to double salt. And then we offset that with some honey as well. So we're just letting this do its little thing. Okay. We're gonna turn it over and just cook it a bit on the bottom, and then we pop it in the oven.
Perfect.
Look at that.
So cook it for how long?
So just so the skin gets crispy, we do the same thing for, it's like 2 minutes on one side, 2 minutes on the other, in the oven for 3 or 4 minutes.
Okay, perfect.
That's it.
And then what?
There we go. Why don't we turn this over? Right. Nice. And then we'll stick that in the pan. We'll put it on the sheet tray in the top oven. Let's go.
Right.
Knock yourself out, lady. All right. Beautiful. Yes. Top oven. Just shoot it right in there, and then, in the meantime, we can make our sauce.
Okay, how do you make a sauce? Because I'm all over this sauce. I see all my favorite ingredients.
Another little bit of oil in there. Go ahead.
Like, I love ginger, I love garlic, I love chili sauce, I love soy sauce, and I worship honey.
And this is all stuff that you have, like, right in your
pantry,
kitchen, right? So here we go. Both of these, we have 2 cloves of garlic and about 1 inch of ginger that is grated. You can take your tongs, give that a little swirl, right? And already we're like, delish. Yes, right? Okay, now soy.
Okay.
Go ahead, get it right in there.
All right. The whole thing? Okay,
yep,
good.
All of it. So we have about equal amounts soy and honey. So equal amounts salty, equal amounts sweet. Right there.
Thank you.
Okay, now, like, we're just gonna see how ready it's already starting to come to a boil. We'll give that a little bit of a smear. Okay, then we'll take some rice wine vinegar.
Yeah.
So when we think about flavors, we think salt on one side of the spectrum, acid on the other. You think about like salt and vinegar potato chips, why do they instantly make your mouth water?
Umami.
They are flavor opposites, and you want them to meet in the middle and balance each other.
All right?
Absolutely.
What is charred and delicious and pairs perfectly with our seared honey garlic salmon? School's back in session right after the break, and you're gonna figure it out and learn.
At Amica Insurance, we know it's more than just a car or a house. It's the four wheels that get you where you're going and the four walls that welcome you home. When you combine auto and home insurance with Amica, we'll help protect it all. And the more you cover, the more you can save. Amica, empathy is our best policy.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
All right, welcome back to Drew's Cooking School with Anne Burrell. Anne is teaching us amateur chefs in the kitchen, myself and Celeste, how to make a simple yet scrumptious honey garlic salmon with charred string beans. Now, Anne, we finished our salmon. And now, and look at it. Oh my God, I just wanna dive in there so badly. I'm so hungry, I haven't eaten. I'm gonna just motorboat that salmon. Now, I am, because it looks so good, and Anne Burrell made it.
Yeah.
Now, let's brown some green beans. What do you do? How do you brown green beans?
So, I mean, you know, green beans, perfect accoutrement for sticky, salty, sweet salmon. So we toss some green beans with just some oil, and they're in the broiler, in the oven.
Oh.
So why don't you grab those, Celeste?
Oh my God, those broiler. Look so beautiful.
So let's, here, let's put those all right in here.
Sure.
Good. Okay, greaty, greaty, great. Look at this. It's just toss it with a little oil in the broiler. There we go. Okay, so here we have a little Dijon mustard and a little rice wine vinegar. Mm. So this is kind of like, you know, the mustard that you put on like an egg roll or something like this. It's like that sort of idea.
I'm like more mustard than ketchup.
Me too.
I love ketchup, don't get me wrong, but like a mustard, it's my favorite condiment.
All now, right. Is there a good substitute for the rice vinegar?
You could use, sure, absolutely, white wine vinegar, champagne vinegar, apple cider vinegar. Here we go. Look at.
Oh, look how beautiful. Oh, my God, Anne, I said I would hand you plates.
That's all right. Here you go.
And what do I do, Anne?
You're busy being a quality controller.
Oh, my God, this is so good.
So delicious.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So last, what do you think? Do you feel like you've learned a dish today?
I definitely think that I have. This seems super simple and easy, so I'm excited to try it at home.
Right? There we go.
Okay, Dan, what do you think watching your woman in action?
I think as long as she's safe from the fire and knives, she's gonna do a great job cooking it at home.
This dish is also, especially if you have a trouble with like walking away and things burning, like this happens quick enough that you don't even really walk away.
Hot.
Screaming hot.
Hot.
Very, very hot.
So good though. Here you go.
Thank you.
And Celeste, I gotta give it up to you. You did an incredible job. Now, I am just so excited because before I was a better cook, I was also a designer. So I made this whole collection because I really care about the fact that most of the stuff we use in the kitchen is out on your countertops. You're interfacing with it all the time. It should be beautiful, and that is why the company is called Beautiful. So, Celeste, I want to give you a collection of the cookware from Beautiful. It's going to be an air fryer, our Beautiful griddle range, our toaster, and I'm just kind of giving you a bunch of the whole line, and the one secret ingredient to making the best sautéed vegetables of your life. Well, that's coming up, and you won't believe what it is. Anne's going to show us next. But congratulations, and it's like...
We all have busy lives these days, and we don't want to waste a day recovering after a night out. That's why ZBiotics is the answer we've all been looking for. Their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. Enhance your mornings with ZBiotics. Go to ZBiotics.com/CBS to get 15% off your first order when you use code CBS at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with a 100% money-back guarantee. So if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/CBS and use the code CBS at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
You've got a secret ingredient for making the best sautéed vegetables ever. Amberell, what is it?
So, garlic is always one of them. I like to take a garlic clove. You got to do like this. And then you smell it and you say, I love that. Right, there's one if you want to do it too. But, so then we throw it into hot oil, right? And then you smell
it. Why did yours stay intact and mine broke apart? And
well, you know, because I'm Amberell.
Exactly, you're right.
No, but the key to adding some umami to your veg, an anchovy fillet. You're like, what? Anchovies? People are like, ew, anchovies. No, what it will do is it just dissolves in the hot oil like this. The garlic, once you see it start to turn golden, we take it out and say thank you for coming. It's fulfilled its garlic destiny. The anchovy fillet just disappears. Like, you never even see it. And it just gives this umami depth of flavor. See, these guys can come out.
Wait, hold on. I got a slotted fish spoon.
Oh, look at you.
These fish spoons, my saying with them is it's not just for fish.
No.
These do everything.
Yes. So, there we go. Anchovy disappeared. Blanched veg right in there. There we go.
And when you say blanched, meaning you run them underwater?
We have boiled them in boiling water for just a couple of minutes and then shocked them
ice
in
bath.
Ice water.
Yes.
Yes. Salty, both of them. Ice water too, shocky. I mean salty.
You salt your ice water?
Yes.
Oh my God, and I just drooled.
Literally,
just came down my chin.
All right, and here we go. What do you think? You want to try one of my beans? Tell me if it has an umami. Hot. But you don't even taste anchovy, do you?
Not even a little, but it's the best vegetable ever. You just changed my life, Amberell. Thank you, Anne. Take that. that hot tip with you. We make this show for you, so take it with you, because it is all for you. Everything we do here, it's for you.
Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, wherever you get your podcast starting May 8th. Access episodes early and ad-free with 48 Hours Plus on Apple Podcasts starting May 1st.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, Dee. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.